Queensland cattle producers want to know from their state government what it plans to do with a cattle station it's just bought near Cairns. The Environment Minister yesterday announced it had bought the station for $7 million for remediation and to improve the quality of water running onto the Great Barrier Reef. The agricultural sector says it's being unfairly targeted. Catherine Gregory has more.
Springvale Cattle Station covers 56,000 hectares of farmland in the Atherton Tablelands, northwest of Cairns. Generations of cattle grazing has caused massive gullies etched deep into the earth. Dr. Andrew Brooks from the Australian Rivers Institute says it means water runoff carries 500,000 tonnes of sediment per year into the Normanby catchment.
And the Normanby catchment represents about 50% of the total runoff to the northern part of the Barrier Reef. Based on the evidence that we've gathered from this catchment and this property, I mean, it's such a concentrated hotspot source of both sediment and nutrients.
Dr. Brooks is excited the Queensland government has bought the station to rehabilitate the land and prevent the sediment damaging the reef.
The relationship between sediment runoff and impact on coral has been well established. What we know is that these volumes of sediment that are coming from this property, just to put it in some perspective, that's 50,000 tipper trucks worth of sediment.
Queensland's Environment Minister Stephen Miles says smoothing out the gullies and replanting grass will begin as soon as possible, but it's too early to tell how long the remediation process will take.
So if we can substantially reduce the amount of sediment runoff from just this one property, we can move ourselves forward towards the targets we've set for the entire catchment.
But the agricultural sector has some reservations about the $7 million sale. Graham Mosley, General President of Ag Force in Queensland, is concerned the government won't follow through on land management and this sale will set a precedent.
Whenever you lose a critical mass in an industry, it's a challenge. You know, there's services associated with servicing that property, you know, with mustering services or trucking services. So the real challenge is, you know, what's the long-term plan for acquisition of this land in Queensland? And the government needs to be very clear that the path it's embarking on when it's spending taxpayers' money, the ongoing maintenance, and obviously if they can continually wish to purchase land, then the government needs to come up the cash and manage it properly.
The Environment Minister concedes the details haven't yet been determined.
In terms of the ongoing wider management beyond the rivers and gullies and streams, that's where we're interested in working with partners to determine the best way to manage it going forward. The idea is that those areas that are currently grazed could well continue to be under some kind of partnership arrangement, while those areas that are pristine could be protected as national park or nature refuge.
Ruth Wade is the chair of the Reef Alliance, which includes environmental groups and the agricultural industry. She says the government needs to ensure other industries near the reef pull their weight too.
There are areas like mines, ports, tourism. There's a number of areas where there are impacts of varying points. The easy and obvious one is the impact that agriculture has in terms of any kind of nutrient sediment runoff. Industry feels like they've been made the scapegoat in that they're the only people that we ever talk about having an impact on the reef.
But Minister Miles says while all industries have a role to play in reef protection, the government is targeting agriculture for the right reasons.
We know that a key driver of problems for the reef is runoff pollution, and a great deal of that runoff pollution is caused by land clearing, is caused by sediment from agricultural land and caused by nutrients from agricultural land.
Queensland's Environment Minister Stephen Miles ending Catherine Gregory's report about the Springvale cattle station on the Atherton Tablelands.